OTB
AM. Thanks to Screwfix.ie, championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.
But then the lead story on the back, really, which is one that we're going to just get into for a couple of minutes here. Donegal's grounds for concern over Croker clash with Dubs. This is the fact that Donegal County Board confirmed last night in a statement that they will be talking to Croke Park to try and address the unfairness in the situation that sees two home matches for Dublin in the Super 8s. Now, people have been getting in touch going, well, Parnell Park is their home game, so let's play the game in Parnell Park. Parnell Park is not Dublin's home game. It might officially be their home game. It might be the venue that they run their administration out of. But they play their home matches in Croke Park and have done since the year 2011. That's 7 years of home matches. In terms of championship, it goes way back beyond that, the last time that they played a championship game in Parnell Park. So let's just nail the bullshit that Parnell Park is Dublin's home game. The argument that Dublin don't get in to practice frees, oh man, spare me the nonsense of that, will you? The whole point about this is that Dublin play their matches in Croke Park, it's their home game. And they get the benefits that attend from having a home match in Croker at Croke Park. That's their home game. Mm. This is like a circular thing here where every time they play there, the home advantage increases. And that's fair enough. They're entitled to have a home ground. We all know that. And actually, it's brilliant that they do, because Croke Park, when the Dubs are on song, is a brilliant place to be from a sports perspective. But it's not fair that they get that more often than anybody else. It's not fair that they would have two home games and nobody else in their group would have two home games. That damages the integrity of the competition, and it means that there will always be this asterisk beside it if and when they win. It's just a fact that it's not fair. And there's an easy fix. Take the Dublin-Donegal game and put it somewhere in the Midlands, put it in Galway, put it in Limerick, put it in Clonus, put it anywhere. But that way, at least, you'll have had the opportunity to say it was a fair and level playing field.
Yeah, it's true. I guess even when you take it one step further, you could definitely make the point that holding semi-finals and finals in Croke Park is subsequently unfair, but we've never really had this conversation before. We've always just kind of put the head down and got on with it and said, you know, this is the way it is and this is the way it's always going to be. And you know what? Maybe it shouldn't be the way it's always going to be. Maybe somebody should take a stand and say, listen, maybe we need to have a look at this thing, because ultimately there is a team who is playing here every second week. When it comes to the National League, they're used to the setting. They outnumber the supporters. It's right on their doorstep, all that sort of stuff. It is an advantage to them. It is their home ground. The Parnell Park reasoning is almost a parody. I always feel like I'm seeing parody accounts on Twitter saying that Parnell Park is actually our home ground, because it's not.
Anybody who tells you Parnell Park is Dublin's home ground is treating you like an idiot.
If Parnell Park is Dublin's home ground, well then we need to doff our caps at the generosity of Dublin to sacrifice every single home game they've had in the league for the last 7 years and say, listen, no, we're going to play in the neutral venue of Croke Park. Fair play to you, Dublin. Fair play for actually giving up your home venue of Parnell Park and actually moving it to a neutral venue every time you've had the opportunity. And fair play to you for actually having to deal with the bright lights of Croke Park when it comes to the championship there, which just so happens to be a neutral venue that also happens to be the neutral venue that you use instead of your home ground in the league. I think, as you say there, just puncture the Parnell Park thing and move on, because there's no point having a conversation about that.
Let's just bring you the Donegal statement. We can have a look at this. So they posted this on Facebook last night. We had been talking to them, and so here you go. Following the announcement today by the CCCC regarding venues for the All-Ireland quarterfinal group stage games, CLG Donegal are to seek a meeting with GAA officials to seek clarification on how any county may use a ground as both neutral and a home venue. That's the key thing that punctures this whole, all the bullshit around this. How any county may use a ground as both neutral and a home venue. The intention of the meeting is to ensure a level playing field for every team who will qualify for the All-Ireland quarterfinal group stage, and to ensure that no team has any advantage over any other team. That's from Ed Byrne, the PRO of Donegal GAA. Now, we hope to hear from somebody from Donegal a little bit later on in the programme, but it's also possible that Croke Park have told them don't speak in advance of any meeting because they want to get their ducks in a row and they want to dampen down this story. So you should expect in the traditional outlets that you will be told this is not a story, the rules are in place, everybody knew exactly what the circumstances were, and there is no reason for us to have any conversation about this. It was clear from the get-go, lads, that there was going to be two games for Dublin and Croke Park. Indeed, Pádraig Duffy, actually, in his original proposal, had a question and answer session about, oh, this is just about the money. He's like, no, it absolutely isn't. So it's a bit blurry for you there, but I can just about make it out. Dublin would play two of their group games at Croke Park. This was in his 20-page proposal that originally was published about the entire notion of the Super Eight. Just stick it back up for me there, sorry. And this is at the bottom of the two pages that he gives to question and answers about the negative media reaction around it. This proposal guarantees that Dublin must play one game in the All-Ireland series outside Croke Park. At present, this cannot happen as all of these games are played in Croke Park. So the logic is, situation is pretty shit now. This will make it a little bit less shit for everybody else. But let's move on quickly and let's not. And in fairness, Pádraig Duffy, he was doing an unbelievably difficult job in trying to push through a bunch of proposals a year after 18 separate proposals had been voted down in Congress. He had to get these through Congress. That was what the management committee of the GAA said. Let's get these proposals through. And it's like, the notion that this was widely debated at the time is absolute nonsense. The notion that any counties thought, oh, actually, this is going to be a big issue for us, because that means if we end up being the provincial champions, then we'll end up in Dublin's group and Dublin will get two games. Nobody thought this through, because hurling was shouting about the fact that they were being completely left behind. They had to have a special Congress 5 months later to try and fix the hurling situation, which they did with the round robin in Leinster and Munster. The CPA had just formed around this time and were giving out stink, rightly, about the lot of the club players. And so most of the arguments here were about condensing the season. The GPA were sitting on their hands for most of the time in the build-up until a week beforehand they came out and said, under no circumstances do we want this to go ahead. We voted for this. We've had everybody through. So I watched for my sins the entire debate that happened at Congress, again on YouTube this morning, and I've tweeted a link to it out if you want to have a look at it. There was zero mention in that debate of the fact that Dublin would have two home matches in Croke Park. This was not widely debated, this was not widely expected, nobody really thought about it because it was so far away and it was such a nebulous concept of the Super Eights, and nobody put their hand up and went, hang on a second, that's unfair because Dublin will have two home games. And that's all it is.
Yeah, it's true. Like, it's... Like, I did make a mental note of it at the time, that it did seem that Dublin were going to have two games in the inevitability that they were going to win Leinster once again this year. But at the same time, my mind wasn't thinking about this. My mind was thinking about, holy crap, we've just had the most radical overhaul of the championship that we've seen since the qualifiers, potentially ever. I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking about all the other venues here, the possibilities of a county playing three games in the quarterfinals instead of one. The fact of venues and fixture setting was nowhere near my mind. I don't think it was near anybody's mind at that point. And that could almost be given, that could almost be put apologetically in terms of the GEA that day, that's why it wasn't debated. And that's fair enough.
Absolutely. Just on that, right? Because the only, everybody's saying, oh, it was always a Croke Park round, a home round, and an away round. But at Croke Park, at Congress, the first speaker from the floor gets up, and he's Michael Larkin from Galway, like a long standing member of the GAA administration community in Galway and beyond. And here's what he had to say. Just have a look at this.
Michael Larkin, Galway, Michael Larkin, Galway. Uchtaran, Arshura Horagas, Karja. Galway are in favour of this motion. We believe that this is a very good motion, as has been highlighted there in the introduction of the motion. There's only a couple of points I wish to make in relation to the motion, and, you know, they've been covered already. But the first thing is the fact that this is going to give us very competitive games towards the last stages of the football championship. And the idea of having a game at a neutral venue, a home venue and an away venue is certainly very attractive for the counties involved. And we're not just speaking here about the larger counties. We are hoping that basically every county will progress and at some point be able to participate in the latter stages of our championship. So we have debated it quite a lot in Galway. We believe, as I said, a very good motion. We believe also that it will generate extra funding from the gate receipts and from the commercial transactions associated with those games.
His exact words, neutral, home and away. So the notion that this was well understood, that it would be a Croke Park round, a home match and an away match, isn't true. So when everybody tells you that this was all decided at Congress, we can't change it now, it's fixed for Croke Park, it has to be that way forever, It wasn't widely understood. If that's somebody at Congress who understands exactly how Congress works, who's there proposing the motion and doing an excellent job of it, says neutral instead of Croke Park, there's clear that there was confusion. It's clear that there was confusion in the midst of all this. Also, one final point. As we all now know, the CCCC has final say on all fixtures, except that one round in the qualifiers when they don't have final say, when it's home advantage. And they still kind of might have final say. The rules for this say all the games will be fixed for blah, 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 blah. CCCC has final say. So if they decided that they wanted the game for the integrity of the competition to be moved from Croke Park, they could do that. If they decided that the third round of these games, which hasn't been fixed yet, takes Dublin out of Croke Park for that third game, then fair enough, that's actually also an excellent solution to this.
My honest belief is that the reason why the Croke Park stipulation was put into the Super 8 manifesto was as a neutral venue. And I know it's not, it doesn't reflect too well on the GEA to suggest that they possibly didn't think about this situation, but I honestly believe that that might actually be the honest case here. It is an honest error, but it's an important error to point out. It's a because it's a precedent. It is kind of the situation favouring Dublin once again, and favouring, I guess, kind of an injustice in the competition. It's not really a fair competition. Like, will it tarnish the reputation of this Dublin team? I don't know. Maybe. Like, it's certainly a
Jim McGuinness wondered if it would have an impact on their legacy. And that's him saying that, right? You can definitely make the case that the legacy is different from the legacy of other teams if you win your championships at home. Like, I think that they want to go on the road, and they want this as players. And certainly if you talk to anybody involved, like in GAA properly in Dublin, they're like, they don't care. They actually don't care. They back their players and they back their team and they want to go and they think it'll be a great experience. And here's the chance to fix it. But if you go, no, we can't do it, it has to be Congress, no doubt Congress will go, well, these rules are in for 3 years, so we fix it in 3 years. And by that stage, it's like, okay, fair enough. You didn't care enough to get your shit together to fix it.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens, because Donegal, I understand, are set to meet with Croke Park either tomorrow or Friday, so we can expect further communication with the GAA before the weekend. And as you said, there is kind of word that the GAA have been burnt to a certain extent by what happened with Newbridge or Nowhere, that that's going to have a long-lasting impact on how the GAA approach these situations. They're taking this seriously. There's no question about that. I'm not sure where they've taken it as seriously had Newbridge or Nowhere not actually happened, because ultimately it's less black and white than the Newbridge or Nowhere situation. This is ultimately about the integrity of the competition, and it is ultimately a stipulation in the rule book that fell through the cracks because there was such radical change at play. And let's not forget that it wasn't just the Super 8 up for a debate at Congress that day. There was something like, I think there was over 60 motions before Congress that day, and one of the 60 was the Super 8 as a whole. Like, that, this is the magnitude over the course of one weekend. Like, how the hell was the minute detail of this supposed to be carried out? And maybe I'm giving Padraig Duffy and the GAA too much credit here, but I believe this is just an honest mistake, but that doesn't mean that it's not going to dramatically impact the integrity of the competition. Whether or not Donegal are going to be successful with this, well, I'd have my doubts. I really would. I would be surprised if this game isn't happening in Croke Park.
If I was Donegal, I would be getting out now and doing my media today and rallying the troops and making this thing be a lightning rod behind them. But
well, that's that, from what I can understand, that's not going to happen as a result of Newbridge and Nowhere. The GAA do not want.
They've learned some lessons from
it. They don't want a storm. It may not be a shitstorm like Newbridge and Nowhere was, but it will be a storm. It will be loud. And here's what Jim McGuinness had to say about the situation last week when talking to Ger.
I do want to make one final point and ask you about the situation where they're through now as Ulster champions and they've got to face Dublin in Croke Park, but this is going to be the group where Dublin have two home games in Croker. I mean, obviously, everybody pretends that Dublin don't play their home games in Croker, but the truth is they do play their home games in Croker. Is this fair?
No, I don't think it is fair, and I think, I think it's a great opportunity for the GAA to say, you know, a lot of these things, a lot of the problems and a lot of the issues that were raised over the last number of years was because, you know, Dublin had an unfair advantage, if you like, and this is an opportunity now where if they say that Dublin play their home game and their neutral game in Croke Park, I mean, we were the last team to beat them in 2014 in the championship. So are we seriously trying to suggest that they're going to get beaten twice in the space of a couple of weeks in Croke Park? So it's almost inevitable that Dublin will progress from this group if they're given two home games in Croke Park. And I think the right thing to do would be to play the game in Donegal, to play the game in Dublin, and you've got the neutral venue at Breffni Park at Clonus. Can you imagine 40,000 people in Clonus for Donegal against Dublin, and what that would bring, you know, to the whole country? It would be a real, real spectacle. And you know, Jim Gavin has done an incredible job with Dublin, and sometimes they don't get the credit they deserve, because people will say they have the money behind them, they have the juggernaut, they have the population base and all. And I think for them to go to Clonus or Breffni or somewhere like that and play in the Lions Den, if you like, in Ulster, and maybe come out the other side of that and show their absolute true colours in terms of the champions that they are, I think that would be good for Dublin, for Dublin's legacy, and good for football.
Yeah, I think that's a compelling argument from Jim McGuinness. Darren Cleary, how are you?
Very good, Chair. Resident Dublin punching bag has been brought in.
So we're being accused of anti-Dublin bias by highlighting this story, which I think is nonsense. My point in all this is that the integrity of the competition means that everybody should have a fair opportunity to win it, right? And that we've got a reasonable system now. It's not perfect. It's not going to be the final system ever. But the last eight teams should have an equal chance of winning when we know who those last eight teams are. That's not the case if one team has twice the home advantage of everybody else. 200%, two times, whatever, however you want to do that. So why don't we just fix this?
I agree, but it should have been fixed probably from the start. That's the purpose of Congress. When it went before Congress, it was voted on overwhelmingly. Donegal were among those to publicly back it. So were Kerry, Meath, Mayo. They all spoke in favour of this. My issue is not that it's fair. It's not fair. It's not fair for Dublin to have two games at Croke Park. No one will genuinely sit there and argue the point that it is fair. It is a system, though, that the GAA have created, and no one seemed to have any issue before this. And I would question Donegal's motives in bringing this up a week after Kildare won a battle in which they were rightly...
If you're going to question their motives, tell us why you're questioning their motives. What could their motive be beyond trying to make it fair?
It's not trying to make it fair. It's the worst kind of grandstanding. They're trying to engineer a situation where, if you want to talk to me about fairness, don't try to engineer a situation where Dublin's chances of losing are increased and they're the only team that have to be moved. If you're going to do every game, the first game of the Super 8s in Croke Park, well then why do you change the rules for Dublin and move them? Because if you're going to pontificate though about fairness, it has to be fair.
But they're going to have two games in Croker.
But why not move all the games to Clonus then? If you want to have fairness across the board, have fairness across the board.
I don't really understand.
You can't play Monaghan's game in Clonus, obviously.
But move it to... That's the problem, though. There's no neutral venue. Every venue is someone's venue.
Well,
so
I mean...
therein lies the issue.
Not really.
You could have multiple different ones for the one round. Like, you don't have to move them all to one venue for the one round. Like, there's multiple different neutral
GAA
venues.
GAA is convoluted as it is. If you wanted to try and explain that in a Congress, motion to Congress, would be very, very
difficult. Congress doesn't, like... That whole Congress thing is a complete red herring. So I've already said this, but just in case this bit gets clipped later on. I sat and watched the whole Super 8 debate again this morning. It's on YouTube. It's like 40 minutes long. You can watch it on 2x speed. It's the only way for your sanity to sit through it. At no point was it mentioned that Dublin were going to have two home games in the Super 8s in that debate. So in the room where this was decided, nobody brought up the fact that Dublin were going to have two games.
You don't think people were aware of it, though? Well, even though it was expressly written in the motion that a Croke Park game, a home game, an away game.
Well, I don't know, because I haven't been able to find the actual text of the motion. The GAA's, the page on the GAA's website, which links to the 2017 motions, is down for some reason. I don't know why. But irrespective, it also says in the motion, or whatever... I haven't read the full text of the motion, but I have read the full text of the explainer of the motion. It says a home game, an away game, and a Croke Park game. Every team will have a home game, an away game, and a Croke Park game. Dublin are going to have a Croke Park game, and an away game. That's not fair.
It's not fair, but it's
I don't think everybody voted on that, because I think everybody voted on the fact that this was the biggest change in Gaelic football history. I mean, you can say the qualifiers since the qualifiers, but actually it's way bigger change than that, because it's the first time that we're actually going to have a proper round-robin system, and it opens the door for all sorts of other things.
But the thing is, and I know that it's kind of going off on a tangent here a little bit, the lack of nuance that exists at Congress, that this was voted in as one big package. There was no vote to say, yes, we'll have the Super 8s, but no, let's not have this element of Croke Park. the Super 8s was the big shining light. I'm not suggesting anything sinister here. It was an oversight. It was the drawing up of this proposal that was completely imperfect. And this imperfection, of course it was going to slide under the radar because of the gargantuan nature of having two round-robin groups, of increasing the quarter-final numbers times three.
What's the perfect fix?
Because perfect fix is to bring Dublin to a neutral venue for a round where everybody else would be partaking in a neutral venue. Dublin are the only team in the first round of the Super 8s who are not playing in a neutral venue.
But this should... I don't understand the surprise. That's why I question the motives. And that's why I think...
Because the fixtures were fixed yesterday.
But they would have known that Dublin... Everyone...
Donegal didn't know they were going to play Dublin in that game.
Like, but everyone knows that Dublin get two games. It was painfully obvious from the outset.
Who's going to make that argument? Here's the other thing, right? Most of Irish society is sleeveen. I'm okay, they're not coming for me, I'll be grand, I'll mind my own corner. It turns out that actually what everybody in the GAA needs to do is say, what's best for us collectively, as opposed to what's just best for me in my backyard.
But collectively, finally, Congress voted for it. That's the issue.
They voted for
an unfairness.
They voted for the whole package. And again, the main focus was the CPA, it was the GPA, it was the hurling not being diddled in this. Don't worry, we'll have a special Congress for you a little bit later on. Nobody talked about this being a big deal at the time. Now you get here, it's not fair, and there is an opportunity to fix it, because as we know, the CCCC control the fixtures and can say, we've had to think about this, Donegal blows an objection, we've spoken to Dublin. Dublin don't care, I think.
I don't think Dublin would care.
So why is everybody from Dublin so defensive about this?
I think it comes down to the fact of, you're going to make the argument about fairness, but then set different rules for Dublin than have already been laid out in a motion agreed by 76% of delegates at Congress. That, for me, is the issue, that this was agreed on, this was debated on. Éagan O'Farrell, during the debate you watched, after a number of speakers in favour, asked, for the interest of balance, is there anyone to speak against?
Nobody spoke against.
No one spoke against.
Yeah.
No one had any issue with it.
Because there was no debate. That's the whole thing. That was an orchestrated campaign to get the Super 8s over the line. That wasn't the actual general population of the GAA going, oh, Dublin are going to have two games. Do you think that's fair, yes or no?
Ignorance is not a defence, though.
In this case, ultimately, because the proposals were so big, like, there's two lines in any of the literature that comes out, in the 28 pages or whatever it is from Pádraig Duffy, there's two lines that say Dublin are going to have two home games. At the moment, they don't have any home games. They don't have any games outside Croke Park. They're going to have one game outside Croke Park. And it's like, it's not a great situation, but, you know, it's better than the current situation. Which isn't really using all of the brain power available to everybody to go. All they have to do is go, in the instance where Dublin are playing, that game must be at a neutral venue. And you just move the first round to, I would suggest, Clonus. And then the last game is their actual de facto home game, which is completely fair.
That's also not...
Would it not have been said from the outset, though?
But what difference does it make now that you've learned something's wrong? You're not fixing it because you didn't spot it in time.
It's not a selfless act, Gerard, that they're trying to fix the championship for the benefit of everyone. They're trying to increase their chances of beating Dublin. And that's why I question their motives. That's why I feel that
it's grandstanding. But of course they're trying to make it fair for them, because it's not fair. As it stands, everybody in that group gets screwed, because the other two teams also are up against Dublin in the circumstances where Dublin have an advantage. It's not just against Donegal. So at the moment, neither Roscommon or Armagh can complain because they're not already through. But they should be complaining. It's just that if their county board puts their head above the parapet, the manager is going, oh, you've just given the opposition some extra motivation here. In typical small-minded, let's look after our own patch. Like, so Donegal are the example this time, but they're just the first ones who've had to face this. If they don't take the stand, no one's ever going to take the stand. Okay, let's say that's what
Congress is for. That's the whole point of Congress.
You revisit it at Congress.
But Congress is the decision-making entity for stuff of this basis and this scale in the GAA. You can't second-guess it every week just because...
It's not every week.
Kildare succeeded.
This is literally the first time we've never had a Super 8 fixture in history. This is the first fixture, and it's now dawned on everybody that Congress screwed up. So let's fix it. Plus the CCCC can
change it. Screwed up. The delegates screwed up. Congress is the members of the GAA.
You couldn't vote down
this isn't the GAA telling us how we will schedule games.
But you couldn't vote down that one aspect of it. The whole thing would have fallen if somebody pointed it out. If on the floor that day, the first speaker on the floor was from Galway and said it'll be home, away and neutral, and that's a great thing. But it's not home, away and neutral. Even the delegates at Congress thought it was home, away and neutral. Just one last point on this, right? If you see a mistake, you should change your mind and fix it, as opposed to saying, well, the rules have left us stuck and we have to stick with the rules. Surely that's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do, but when do you do it? Obviously, it's an anomaly. It shouldn't happen. Dublin shouldn't have two games in Croke Park. But to do it now, 2 weeks out and try and change it now, it just defeats the purpose of Congress as any kind of decision-making tool or any kind of tool that...
Congress got the Super 8s in. They just... You couldn't have brought this up on the day because the whole Super 8s would have fallen and we'd be left the shitty championship we had last year. That's the problem. Like, there was no... They didn't vote on this bit and this bit and this bit and this bit. They voted
for
the Super 8s.
Motion.
But it's an imperfection that they will no doubt seek to address at some stage.
In 3 years' time? Why not fix it now?
I just don't think you can run an organisation the size of the GAA and do it on a week-to-week basis depending on who's complaining that...
But this isn't a week-to-week basis. This is like, we're going to fix the
Super 8s.
There was
one last week and now there's one this week.
Yeah, but clearly the right thing happened last week and
yes.
The right thing should happen this week.
What would be the right thing? Dublin and Clonus.
Dublin play one home game. That's the right thing. You agree with that, surely?
I do agree with that, yeah.
It's just the timing of this.
Timing, and I just feel that Donegal's motives for me are a little bit disingenuous. They followed the Kildare playbook. Keane O'Neill went on the RT News. The Donegal manager was on Off the Ball, testing the waters to see if he could get the court of public opinion sway them on side. And then when they seemed like there might be enough, I mean, who puts out a press release to say we want to have a meeting?
That's how democracy works.
That's the very nature of grandstanding. That's the very nature of trying to make a big deal out of something. Okay,
I don't think it's disingenuous to suggest that we are the only team playing an away match in round one of the Super 8s. We are the only team playing an away match.
Now the fixtures are out.
So why is that disingenuous to complain about that?
Croke Park is in Dublin. This is an anomaly that we've known and could have predicted at Congress. I know, obviously, you don't want to tear the whole motion down and stop it from passing on one small aspect, but but it is a work on it, something that should be fixed. I 100% agree with both of you in principle. No team...
After we've done our four in a row, that's it. Fix it after we've done five in a row.
No, absolutely.
3 years in, we'll have done six and no one will ever be able to do it.
So let's engineer a situation that increases Dublin's chances of losing in the interest of fairness, because that's what fairness is.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Darren, great job. Thanks very much. We'll be back to this in about 15 minutes' time. Here's Philly McMahon talking about Croke Park with Moira Trasa and whether or not it's their home ground.
When you're talking and you're going out to play for Dublin and you're playing in, say, Parnell Park or Croke Park, where do you see is the home venue for yourself, in your mindset-wise? Where do you prefer playing? What do you see as Dublin's home venue?
I don't know. I think we've played a lot in Croke Park. When I first started playing for Dublin, I was playing a lot in Parnell Park. Our home venue now depends when we rent Croke Park. You know, if we rent Croke Park, that's our home venue. If we don't, we play in Parnell Park. We're very lucky that we play in different pitches all over Dublin, so we're very used to changing grounds, we're very used to training on different pitches. So for us, ultimately when you play in the championship stages, and anyway, who really has a home ground? You know, when you get to the All-Ireland semi-final, All-Ireland final, who really plays at home, like, you know?
Now back to the GAA story, going to speak with Kevin Cassidy from Donegal in a moment. Here is the GAA's Director of Communications, Alan Milton, speaking with Joe last week when talking about the prospect of Dublin playing two games in Croke Park during the Super 8s.
Comments made by a few different people. Jim McGuinness, for instance, was talking about the fact Dublin will have two games at Croke Park in the Super 8s.
Hasn't been fixed yet, Joe, but leaves us with a big conundrum that their home stadium is probably not fit for purpose when it comes to attendance figures. So
yeah,
there's no definitive decision because we don't have a final lineup on things.
Okay.
Rest assured it will be a topic of conversation in the coming days.
Yeah, no, I suspect it's going to blow up. So look, is it possible to address that for this season's competition? For instance, a quick thought I had was for the Croke Park game, it's the prerogative of Dublin's opposition. If they want to play at Croke Park, because it's a season highlight for them against the Dubs, they can choose Croke Park, absolutely, or they get the choice of a neutral venue which is chosen by the GAA. So, for instance, in practice, you might go to Donegal for the Croke Park game. You can take on the Dubs in Croke Park and get your day out in Croke Park, or the other option on the table, the GAA is choosing, is Clonus, and the opposition against Dublin choose. Is some kind of clause like that possible?
I don't think the Dubs would have any. First point I'd make on it, Joe, is
yeah.
This all went before Congress, where every county has representation, and it was common knowledge from the get-go when when the new quarterfinal formats were discussed and laid out, that this anomaly existed. It existed then, it exists now. The fact of the matter is, all the games taking place in Croke Park in the first round, it's not Dublin's fault. They're taking place in Croke Park. It just so happens that Dublin is in the capital. The Dublin GAA team is based here, and there's nothing that can be done about that. The third round game is the one, obviously, that Parnell Park will not facilitate. It probably wouldn't facilitate all the season ticket holders for Dublin and whoever they're going to be playing against.
Yeah, so that's going to be Croke, so realistically.
That's the conundrum.
Yeah, but that's going to be Croke.
I don't
see
the in rule as it exists. So okay. It's probably, to answer your question, a matter for Congress next February.
Okay,
if counties feel sufficiently strongly that they want to revisit it.
Right.
Yeah, it can't be because Congress voted for a 3-year stint with this. Can Congress undo?
Can you make a change to? I'm sure there's somebody somewhere. Frank Murphy might have a bit of time on his hands to be able to come up with a way in the rule book of revisiting this in Congress. But ultimately, the CCCC, in that same interview, the CCCC were held up as the ultimate arbiter of where every fixture is going to be held. Like, I don't think it's too difficult to go, oh, okay. It's a fairly obvious suggestion as well, is that like the team drawn against Dublin get to pick because it's a home game for Dublin. Kevin Cassidy is on the line. Good morning to you, Kevin. How are you doing?
Morning, lads. How are you?
So last week, you were largely of the view, I think, when this story began to percolate out that players should just get on with it. Croke Park is a brilliant venue and it's actually a great place to play. Having seen the groundswell of opinion in Donegal change a little bit over the last few days, have you moderated your own view at the moment, or what's your take on where we are?
No, it's pretty much still the same. I think when you get to this stage of the competition, you know, it's always been Croke Park you want to get to. Quarterfinals, semifinals. You know, I know Dublin probably seem to have an advantage, but you know, that at the end of the day, it's just proximity to where they are. You know, it's not their fault. That's where they're based. I think as a Dublin player or a Galway or a Scotland or any player, at this stage of the season, you want to be in Croke Park against the best on the big days. You played all the neutral venues, your Clonuses, your Dr. Hyde Park, your Balmafays, during the summer, and the hope that you get to Croke Park as a player. I think that's what it should be, you know.
Yeah, except, of course, that the likelihood is that Donegal, fingers crossed, will come out of their group and will be guaranteed a semi-final in Croke Park anyway. So what you're doing is you're trading off the immediate let's go and have our day in Croke Park for the chance of actually arriving in Croke Park in much better fettle against the second team in the other group in the semi-final.
Yeah, you know, I suppose the argument could be like, you know, you're going to get there anyway and make the most of home advantage and neutral and what have you, but I think as a player, you know, look at just Donegal's group, right, okay, Dublin's going to be very tough. If I was in that camp, I'd want to go up there, give it a real rattle, maybe, okay, just say you don't win, but you get a real good performance. You go down to the Dr. Hyde Park, you won there, and then it's a one, you know, a winner takes all in Balmafay. At this stage of the competition, that's what you're at, you know, that's what you're up against. I don't think Croke Park or neutral venues really should come into it now at this stage of the game. Lads should be eager to get there to do their best, especially the biggest stage of all. I know, you know, definitely some of the younger lads who maybe haven't played in Croke Park will probably want this game in Croke Park against the Dubs 82,000. That's why you play a game of games, and I think that's where you should be wanting to play.
Yeah, one of the other things that's been pointed out, that Donegal end up with their first match obviously away from home, at it's a home game for the Dubs. Their second game is probably going to be an away game against,
Roscommon.
At this stage, it probably will be. It could well be Roscommon. The other thing then is that they've actually played two away matches in their first two rounds, and suddenly, if they do lose those two games, they're out.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think definitely CCC have to look at this in the future. After Donegal won in, you know, Ulster, maybe their first game should be a home game, or, you know, something around that kind of thing, instead of going to Croke Park. I'm sure after this year's, you know, the way it's fallen, the CCC will look at it next year and make sure that the provincial winners do have some kind of benefit heading into the Super 8s.
Just on a general point of view, Kevin, from a Donegal perspective, how much of a better chance do you feel they would have of beating a team like Dublin? No, not a team like Dublin, beating Dublin in, say, Clonus, in a place that's not Croke Park?
To be honest, yeah, that's where I'm kind of looking at. I don't think it makes any difference. You're going to take Dublin out of Croke Park. They've been out of Croke Park before. Do you still have to match up against these guys? Clonus is a big place. You know, it's a big, wide open spaces. granted, there probably the crowd will be 50-50. It won't be majority Dublin supporters. But, you know, Dublin's a scary enough animal without poking the bear. And if you start to be, you know, to take them out of their home venue and, you know, create a siege mentality within their camp, I think you're only benefiting them. Whereas if I was from the Donegal camp, I'd be saying, right, lads, let's head up to the Lions Den. Let's give it our best rattle, see what they have up there, you know, and then we can judge our season from there.
We had Declan Botter on the show last Saturday. He was speaking with Nathan. I just want to play this clip because obviously a lot of this has come off. Jim McGuinness was the first one to really go public with this, and then Declan Botter last Saturday had this to say. Have a look.
For the fairness and integrity of the competition, should it be in Clonus? Should it be a neutral venue?
Well, listen, Nathan, we're looking at it. It's basically it's meant to be one away and one at home and one at a neutral venue. It's supposed from a Donegal perspective. We're ending up playing two away games, and Dublin will have two home games, and two no fault of their own. That's, I mean, it's not a case of the Dublin. It's this is what was laid out. But I think, you know, for all eight teams, it's got to be the one playing field, and I don't think it's that level. If you have to play two matches away from home, and as I say, one other team has two home games, so I think, you know, the CC. I don't think these fixtures are going to be set, or maybe they are set in stone, but I think in terms of, I think maybe in fairness to the whole eight teams that's going to be in that Super 8, that they're all playing on the one pitch, and at the minute there seems to be a slight edge towards Dublin, the fact that they have two home games, and basically we're ending up with two away games.
Yeah, so a fairly straightforward argument there, Kevin, from Declan Bonner, basically making the point that if you're playing in the competition, you've two home games and another team has two away games, or if you've two away games and another team has two home games, it's just not fair, basically.
I can see where Declan's coming from. Obviously, you know, it's a massive chance for the squad. It's a young squad. You know, he wants to make the most of this opportunity. I think the wording, and no, correct me if I'm wrong, but the wording at the start when these things came out was one home, one away, and one Crow Park. I don't think it was worded as neutral. That's the major problem. If we were in a group with someone else, there wouldn't be an issue. It's because it's Dublin. You know, what can we do? That's where Dublin's based, you know what I mean? It's, I think maybe in the future, CCC must look at it and, you know, kind of word it better, and that if this does happen again, they're open to change. But now that it's done, I think that the lads, you know, I'm nearly sure that they'd be loving to go up there to Croke Park, 82,000. Yes, Clonus would give them a better advantage, you know, but at the end of the day, I remember playing Dublin a couple of times in Croke Park, and it's probably one of the best days I've ever had in my life playing there, experience-wise, atmosphere-wise. Probably nowadays it's gone towards, you know, gaining every little inch you can get for the victory, and, you know, that's where we're at.
Yeah, the only thing is you've got a much better chance of playing Dublin in Croke Park in the final if you actually do have a fair qualifying campaign in the Super 8s. The other thing, the final point on that, in the ruling, it says one home, one away, and one Croke Park. It does say one home, one away, and one in Croke Park for Dublin. It doesn't say two in Croke Park and one away for Dublin either. So there's definitely a wiggle room if the lawyers want to spend a load of money. Or you can come to some arrangement and go, what's fair here? It might be fair to have that game in Clonus. That's probably the fairest thing. I don't know. It seems like there's a way out if people want a way out. Or you can point to the rule book and say the rule book is absolutely the be-all and end-all because, well...
Yeah, I think it goes... The ball's back in Dublin's court, really. If Dublin were to stand up and say, listen, we're happy to go anywhere, we'll go, then the GAA would probably be forced to go. But if Dublin are kind of sticking tall, listen, the GAA, packed out, 82,000 Croke Park, they're going to take the money at the end of the day. And I know it shouldn't be about money, but this has to be awarded better, and the fact that, you know, this doesn't happen again, and likes of Donegal after one in Ulster are maybe rewarded with the first game at home to give them that advantage going forward.
Would you be calling on Dublin to make that move?
You know, to be honest, I don't think that the Dublin lads would probably mind moving out themselves. It's probably, you know, financial in the background. That's where this really comes down to. You know, it's not about the players. Players will play anywhere. Dublin will go to Clonus, no problem. Donegal players will probably go to Dublin, no problem. You know, at the end of the day, the probably financial aspect is probably a big bearing on it.
All right. Good stuff, Kevin. Thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Cheers, thank you.
It's a very calm viewpoint from Donegal, from Kevin Cassidy this morning.
Yeah, it's like Obviously, like, there's points of disagreement there, and the one being that I wonder, does a team like Donegal really think about their big day out from Croke Park? I'd highly doubt it, and in fact, I'd be highly confident that they don't think about that, given the words we heard from Declan Bonner there a couple of moments ago. We've also got to think about the fact that this is a group, that ultimately the other two teams in the group will look around at this fixture and think to themselves, wait a minute, why are Donegal saying to themselves, oh, we're happy enough to go down to Dublin, why has the integrity of our group as a whole been changed? And there's two other teams to worry about in the side of the Super 8 draw as well. So there's a whole pyramid of stuff, but I disagree with the idea that Donegal would be happy to get their day in the sun in Croke Park. I mean, like, they played there in the league earlier this year.
And they'll have a second day in the sun in Croke Park in the semi-final. And who knows, like, this Donegal team, they're pretty good. You know, like,
well, they would be expected to get out of this group,
and they need the momentum, I think, to be able to kind of catapult themselves out.
Yeah, they probably do, but yeah, like, I think maybe if you're talking about a week like a Limerick or a Clare or something that don't often get the opportunity to play Leinster games in Croke Park, then
you should still get the opportunity, yeah. The choice. Okay, so the first one there was from Eamon White. I'll come to Conor McLaughlin in 1 second if you want to keep it up. They are only following the psychological game plan laid out by Jim McGuinness. There's only one Jimmy winning matches nowadays, not even a distraction. The Dubs would beat them anywhere. Hashtag OTBAM. So
beside the point, isn't it?
But also, it kind of is the point too. I don't understand why the Dublin fans are getting so upset about this. It's like, it's the right thing for the players, it's the right thing for the fans, it's the right thing for the game, for this game to be moved. So everybody's just kind of count down a bit and go, yeah, it'd be great, let's go. Let's get that groundswell of opinion behind it.
Like, the Dublin fans who are quite upset are often saying, oh, we'll play them anywhere. We love going down the country.
But screw you.
But why are you so angry about telling us that you'd love to go down the country? That's not how loving to do things works. You're really angry about insisting that you'd love to
go down the country.
It's a weird
football more than you know.
It's a Jekyll and Hyde association with going down the country, for sure.
Conor McLaughlin says it won't be changed, it shouldn't be changed. The only thing wrong with it is it's on a Saturday at 7. That's unfair on Donegal supporters. Sky dictates again, fuck the supporters.
Like,
shoot me now.
The thing on this is that somebody was going to have to fulfil this fixture at 7 o'clock on Saturday. It was either going to be the Kerry and Galway fans who now have to go up against the World Cup, or it was either going to be the Donegal fans. And in fairness to the GEA, I think this is the situation of the lesser of a number of evils.
Where do you stand on the Kerry-Dublin game, Kerry-Galway game being up against the Croke Park for the World Cup final?
Well, I'm devastated, obviously. I'm absolutely gutted. I will be in Croke Park. I will watch England against France when I get home and try and avoid push notifications on my phone. But, like, ultimately, the GA should probably have a bit of a wider view on life in general and think to themselves, well, how can we avoid this situation? Of course, they're then met with the possibility of, if they put this game later, then Kerry and Galway fans are getting screwed over by not getting home until all hours on a Sunday evening. Or they could just push the game forward. Or, again, if the writing in the motion was actually neutral venue instead of Croke Park, then a lot of these issues could have been saved.
Where did all these GAA players not wanting to play in Croke Park suddenly come from, asks Rin. Some of us would have given an arm and a leg for the sniff of a chance. I think maybe if you believe that you've got a chance of winning the All-Ireland, then you figure you're going to play in Croker at least twice more later on in the year, and so it's not that big a deal.
Well, let's call a spade here. This is the Super 8. This is, like, I know this is a problem in itself, but this is rewarding the elite counties. Yeah. These are all elite counties. They don't need to be patronised with the incentive of playing in a big pitch in the most famous ground in Ireland. They will probably get that chance eventually. It's an insult to the talents of the teams in the Super 8 to say that it's a reward for them to play in Croke Park.
David Duffy says, I'm loving the way this is driving the Colchis mad. Christopher B says, yeehaw, hashtag Clonus, not Croker. Tommy was trying to get a hashtag going last night, but was failing miserably. He was a bit tired, in fairness. What was his first one?
It doesn't have to be Clonus, either.
Bring the Dubs to Clonus, I think it was.
It's snappy.
Yeah, it's pithy. Sharon Riley says, Dublin can't play home games in Parnell. Its capacity is 13,499. It needs to be 15,000, so they have to play in Croke Park venues for the Super 8s. Need to be 15,000 capacity. I mean, I think all of that stuff is not true for start. Kildare have had it confirmed that they can have their games in the Super 8s in St. Colin's Park by John Horan when the draw was made the other day. So
this is an interesting comment.
15,000 capacity was an arbitrary figure decided by the Leinster Council. That was what Alan Milton was saying when he was on the show last week. Sean D says, if we're talking fairness, Kerry have played more games at Croke Park than Galway in the last 5 years. They have a much greater win ratio than Galway there too. Statistics-wise, Kerry have a massive advantage over Galway.
Could I just inform Sean D of one thing? Croke Park is in Dublin. It's not in County Kerry.
Kieran Joyce says, fair play to Donegal. I think Jim Gavin and Dublin GAA should come out and offer to play a neutral venue like Clonus. I think ultimately this is where I think Mayo mishandled the situation against, and I was saying it all week, get out in front of that story and go, yeah, we want to play that game in Newbridge, as opposed to waiting around on the sidelines waiting for the decision to be made. And everybody you spoke to was like, what are you talking about? That's nonsense. But it makes far more sense to get out in front of the story and go, yeah, bring it on. We see what you're doing. And we're going to meet you there, and we're going to beat you. Instead, it was like this massive surge of stuff comes through Kildare. The hashtag Newbridge of Nowhere goes mental. Christy Moore is getting involved. And it's like, all right, this is a thing now. You allow this thing to become a thing. Once Jim McGuinness said it last week, and then once Declan Bonner was out, if I'd been involved with the Dublin setup, I'd have been straight out and going, yeah, let's do it. We'd love to go to Clonus. The Battle of Clonus. Now that was, where was the battle against Armagh, against Tyrone?
Oma. Battle but that, Oma. That's going to happen, I would imagine, in the Super 8s. They will go to Oma once again, and that's going to be a great occasion, and Dublin fans and Dublin players alike will love that.
And Dublin will more than likely kill them, and they'll be like, it'll be finally revenge.
Well, the thing is, the Battle of Oma 2018 could be a very interesting case on how big an advantage Croke Park is. As in, if Tyrone kind of go down to an early lead in favour of Dublin in that match, do they then have the emotional willpower to come back into a game, unlike what happened to them in the echo chamber in Croke Park last year?
Here's another bullshit thing that we've been getting thrown at us all day. It makes no difference to the Dublin team and supporters where the game is played. Dublin happily play in Parnell Park. The GAA are looking to cash in on the support that Dubs in Croke Park brings. Dublin want to play their games in Croke Park because it's their home ground. It's got Hill 16. It's like this massive piece of Dublin football history, and they're entitled to that, and they should play their home games there because that's their home ground. And that's totally fine. Play your home games in Croke Park. Just, like, let's all get over this whole Parnell Park nonsense.
So, like, is this going to be official confirmation that Croke Park is Dublin's home ground if they do indeed play their third Super 8 game in Croke Park? Because it's a Croke Park game, an away game, and a home game. Like, dude, if Dublin wants to keep up this idea that Parnell Park is their home ground, well, then they need to start a Newbridge or Nowhere movement themselves. Parnell Park or whatever kind of goes along on a alliteration sort of sense with Parnell. I don't know even why I'm entertaining this idea that Croke Park isn't Dublin's home ground.
David Kelly says, stick by your guns, Donegal GAA. So are Dublin claiming Croke Park as their home ground? What's Parnell Park classed as? Like, somebody else brought up the point, and it was a good point, about you can have more than one home ground. Cork have two. They play some games in Portcurin, they play some games in Portcullis.
Kerry have two.
Like, it makes no difference. This whole thing has been completely...
Waterford have two.
Massive red herring. Without McBrearty, Dublin are going to win the game comfortably no matter where it's played, but that's not the point, says Kieran Cunningham on Twitter as well. There's no World Cup football for 2 days back-to-back. So Donegal, the entire sports media of Ireland, is looking at you going, don't sit in your hands, lads. Come out and play. Do something. Give us anything to write about.
Yes, we will hold your beer, Donegal. Go do something crazy.
Good luck.
OTB
AM. Thanks to Screwfix.ie. Championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.